Welcome back to another episode of The Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and you're listening to episode 85. And today we're going to be talking about rest and why rest is so essential to your work. So many of us are out trying to raise funds for our cause, and it's hard. It's hard work. It's intense. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of the people that we serve. So I wanted to address the topic of rest today. And it's also because we are, this episode will post on Labor Day weekend. And, this is a holiday in the United States that most businesses shut down for because we're celebrating the common everyday worker. And this is a holiday that started back in 1882 in New York City. So it's been around for a really long time. And it really is just a day to honor the people who make the U.S. happen, make everything go the way that it does. So it's really nice that we get some time just to sit back and hopefully enjoy a good barbecue or maybe a day out on the lake if you enjoy the water. So wherever you're at, I hope that you're enjoying your Labor Day. And so we're going to talk through rest and why this is such an important part of what we do. So I'm going to take you guys back to a season of my life where I was not resting all that much because I was trying to raise a lot of money for my cause. And I just remember that I did not sleep very much. It was hard for me to eat. I know I've shared with you guys in the past that when I get stressed, I don't eat. I can sleep pretty much anywhere. So sleeping is never a problem. But I know for some of you guys, you struggle with getting enough sleep, finding time to actually eat healthy and do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And I know for many of us, we care so much about the people that we serve that sometimes we forget that we are no good if we are out of the game, if we knock ourselves out. You know, in my book, Fundraising Freedom, I talk about how injury is one of the things that will take out any athlete in a game, and injury will take out any fundraiser or nonprofit leader from their cause. And if we allow ourselves to get injured, and when I talk about injury, when it comes to nonprofits and ministries, I'm talking about burnout. And if we find ourselves in a place where we are exhausted and burnt out and we have nothing to give to people, we are no good. We are no good for our causes, and we can't raise the dollars that we need. So today we're going to talk about some of the areas that we could improve upon. And I'll share with you, number one of the things that I've done to try and turn things around as far as my rest goes is exercise. So making sure that I find 30 minutes in every day to do some sort of exercise, whether that is actual, like going to the gym, jumping on the elliptical machine, going for a walk, getting some sort of movement in my day. And the reason why this is so important is that people who exercise have a better chance of sleeping well at night. And it's during the time that we sleep where all the things that happen in the day get processed. So if you've been talking on the phone and knocking on doors and trying to figure out a way to sell your cause or to tell the story better, whatever it is, you need good rest. I mean, you need a good night's sleep. And for some people, they can sleep 6 hours a night and be good to go. And other people need 10 hours in order to actually feel rested. And so if you struggle with sleep, you really do have to be on top of it, and you have to figure out what's going on so that you can make sure that you get the sleep that you need. I've noticed in the last couple of weeks, I've spent a lot of time sleeping in cars, on airplanes, and sometimes I find my way to my bed or on the couch or wherever I can find some sleep. But I've also incorporated, besides the exercise into my life, I've tried to incorporate naps. And I know this sounds like something that only kids do, but you'll notice that a lot of larger tech companies have started to add these egg cubicles and just like a place where people can take naps during the day. And it's because the top two times during the day that we are the most tired. Just the way that our bodies flow is 2 a.m. and 2 p.m. So if you notice yourself getting really tired in the afternoon right around 2 p.m., that is because that's just the normal rhythm of the way that we are hardwired. And of course, 2 a.m., some people can sleep, you know, can stay up till 2 a.m. I am not one of those people. I am knocked out by like 9:30, 10 p.m. So it's hard for me because I'm one of those people that needs about 9 hours of sleep, 8.5 to 9 hours of sleep in order to actually feel like I'm rested. So I want to just put this out there. I want you to be thinking about the way that you are running your day. You know, how are you, you know, just from the time that you wake up till the time that you go to bed, what does your day look like? You know, how much of that is just running at a pace that is so fast that you almost collapse at the end of the day? And I know that lifestyle all too well because I lived it. And I just always felt like there was more to be done. You guys know this because your mission is probably, it's too big. And that's why you do the work that you do. And so it just always feels like it's never good enough. There's just always something more that could be done. So it's hard to shut it down. It's hard to shut it off because you want to make those phone calls. Well, want to, you do. You make those phone calls because you know it's important, but you're just going continuously. I remember there were days when I was working and I looked at the clock and I said, okay, most people are in their offices from about 8:30, 9 a.m. until 5 o'clock at night. And so I just felt like those hours were so important for me to be sending out emails, for me to be talking on the phone and reaching out to people. So it was hard for me to take time away during those hours to do more task-oriented stuff like tracking my expenses or running those reports, pulling out documents, creating spreadsheets, documenting whether or not people gave their donation or not, or whether we followed up, or did we send them an email? What kind of relationship do we have with those people? Who's our contact? You know, so all those sorts of things start to bubble up. But the thing is that it was really hard for me to take the time during the day to do that. And so I'm just thinking out loud because I think that this stuff is important. And if we just let the day go by and we just wake up on Monday morning, or this week being that we're off on Monday, you know, that Tuesday morning you wake up and you start just running full pace and you don't stop until Friday. And then you rest for maybe Saturday and Sunday, but you might have an event on Saturday or Sunday. And so you don't even get time to rest on the weekends. You just pick back up and you just are running nonstop Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends too. And so this podcast today, this episode today, is the reason why I want to talk about why rest is essential to your work is because we cannot do our jobs well if we are running continuously and we don't slow down. So there's so many studies, there's so much information about why rest is important. But today I'm just going to knock out a few of the things that we can do to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and we're making sure that we're doing the best work we can do, okay? So some of the things that you might want to address is the fact that when you wake up in the morning, what kind of morning routine do you have? Are you immediately putting the drug of choice in your body, which is caffeine, and then running on caffeine most of the day? What sorts of things are you putting into your system that are just a coping mechanism, or because, hey, this is just the way that my day goes? I started off with a cup of coffee and then I drink coffee all day long, and then I, you know, eat sugar and heavy, you know, fatty foods just because it tastes good, it's easy, I can just run in, run out. What sorts of things are you putting into your body, and how are you processing the way that you start your day and how that feeds through the rest of the day? So I want you to be really, you know, just smart about how you run your day. And I know that it's easy to have strong willpower in the morning and start your day on a good note and then lose that willpower throughout the day. So a couple episodes ago, I talked about what are you choosing? You know, what are you for? And so if you are, you know, for a certain lifestyle, if you're for, you know, raising a lot of money for your cause, for making a difference, for, you know, being the best version of yourself that you can be, then what does that mean throughout your day? What kind of you know, traditions, you know, like the things that are just methodical that you do every single day. And I want you to start to incur, you know, put those things into your life. You know, when a lot of different books talk about the best in the industry, the people who really were essential to making our economy and country the way that it is surrounding these high power people. And what did they do? You know, what was their story? And so many of them started off their day, those first couple hours, they understood that those were the most important hours of the day. And so if they didn't get in, as many say, the big rocks, then the big rocks wouldn't happen. And the big rock analogy is really where you have to put the big rocks in the glass, then you put the medium-sized rocks in, the smaller rocks, the gravel, the sand, the water. So if you do it the opposite way around, where you fill your day with a bunch of water type activities and a few pebbles here, a few sand granules there, and your big tasks, the things that are really going to move the needle, you put those in at the end of the day, you're going to be exhausted and you will have no willpower and no ability to actually get those things done. And I was actually on the phone talking to a donor for one of the organizations I work with. And we were talking about that. And I said, well, when are you available to talk? And he goes, well, I'm usually available. And, you know, for the things that I was working on, because he considered this a big rock item. But he said, I'm free before 10 a.m. because I spend the morning on the big rocks. And so he blocked out the first several hours of his day. And I don't know what time he wakes up. He might be up at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I don't know. But before 10 a.m., he spent those hours on the big rocks and typically did not put anything in those hours that were a part of his day-to-day, you know, work life. So here I was calling and scheduling this as a part of his volunteer work. And he was a high-profile businessman. So the rest of his day from 10 o'clock on was in the business, working on the day-to-day activities of the business, okay? So think about that. What are the things that you can put into your life that happen before 10 a.m. that are going to set you up for success? And this is why when I talk about trying to get healthy, trying to like add those like exercise into my life, if I don't get that big rock in before 10 a.m., it doesn't happen. And I'm sure you have several things in your life where that is the same case, where it's like you have something that you know you have to get done, but you put it off because it's overwhelming and it's big. And that's where it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, use that procrastination tip that I shared with you and get it done. And so if a big rock, if something is really important that you got to knock it out, you got to schedule the time in your morning routine to make sure that it gets in there. So thinking through your morning routine, also acknowledge the times of the day that really are where you're the most productive. You know, find those blocks of time and figure out a way to just put it in your calendar that those are the blocks that you're going to be making phone calls. Those are the blocks that you're going to be having those one-on-one meetings with people, because you know that it's not going to be the time that you're eating lunch, or this isn't the time that you're going to be putting in those big rocks. But these are activities that you know that you will be alert and you'll be able to actually knock out some of the to-do list items that you have. So that's where I want you to think about blocking out. Some people say that they can block out 3-hour increments. That's usually pretty good for me, that I've got that 3-hour block in the morning, a 3-hour block in the afternoon, and I usually can get a 3-hour block in the evening. But notice how your schedule works and how, you know, things really process for your cause, and figure out a way that you can actually look at your 24 hours in a day, and what are you going to do? What blocks of time? Where are you going to, you know, spend the bulk of your day being able to focus on work so that you can rest effectively the rest of the day? Okay. So one of the other things I talked about, your morning routine. What do you do when you get up in the morning? You know, I used to spend the beginning of my morning it takes me about an hour to get ready in the morning, okay? So that's shower, blow dry my hair, get ready, makeup, the whole thing, okay? And so from the time that I wake up to the time that I'm walking out the door, you know, that was during the days that I didn't work from home, but it took me about an hour to feel like I could get my morning routine in, okay? But what I noticed after I started working from home that I was taking up an hour of really the most productive mental time during my day, getting ready for the day. And that to me was like, what a waste of an hour of my most productive mental creative time. It was being spent getting ready to just walk out the door so that I could actually go do productive work for the day. So now I don't get ready until a little bit later in the morning. And, you know, I know not everybody has the ability to do that, but you do have the ability to start your day a little bit earlier. So think about if the first 2 hours of your day are the most productive, can you get up 2 hours before you have to walk out the door, you know, or 3 hours before you have to walk out the door so that you don't use up your first 2 hours with things that are just tedious tasks? You know, the last thing you want to do is be spending your mental energy on things that really, yeah, don't move the needle forward and don't ensure that you're successful in the future, okay? So I'm throwing out that morning routine because I just want you to be detailed about what that looks like. For me, I really enjoy journaling in the morning. I do drink a cup of coffee because I really do enjoy it. But every now and again, I'll swap it out for, you know, lemon water. And I always make sure that I have a cup of water that I drink, you know, before I even have that cup of water or cup of coffee, because I just don't want it to like zap all of the, you know, we got to fill up our system with water after we've been sleeping for so long. So there's certain things that I've been trying to like incorporate into my day. I have to get that workout out in the morning because otherwise it's not going to happen. And I've got to get those first couple hours of the tasks, like I said, the big rock stuff, I've got to get those into the first couple hours of my day. So when I go to bed the night before, I'm thinking about what are the big, you know, rock things that need to happen the next day and the things that I probably pushed off in the afternoon because I was too tired to think about it. So the next day I'm going to tackle the big stuff first and then I'm going to move on to the littler, you know, the smaller things during the day. So another thing about rest that, you know, a couple of the other things that I want you to consider, I mentioned, you know, working out, that exercise, maybe taking a walk. I know I have dogs, so it's easy to do that. Some of you guys can take time during your lunch hour at your office to just grab your tennis shoes and just go walk around the block or maybe walk the stairs of the building that you work in and just get away from your desk, get away from your computer and just start to like get the blood flowing again. And that makes a big difference. Some of you have the ability to potentially put that nap in your day. Like I said, it is crazy how good taking a nap is. And I can get 20 minutes in a nap in the afternoon and feel like $1 million where I can tackle that next 3 hour block without having any issues. So do you have the ability? Is there someplace that you can go that you might be able just to rest your eyes? Maybe it's your car. Maybe it's one of the you know, a boardroom or some room in your office. Maybe it's your office where you can actually close the door, shut the, you know, lock the door maybe even and turn the lights down and just be able to like rest your eyes and just nap. I mean, like some of you might have a couch in your office and can do that. But I used to, you know, when I was in high school, I worked at Sears and I remember in the break room, I'd have a 30-minute break and there was a couch in the break room and I would definitely, I mean, I was knocked out. And then I started working, I was a waitress for a while and same thing, between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, I was always napping. And I just remember remember coming back and just feeling like I had so much energy and ready to go for the rest of the day. So at that 2 o'clock mark, if there's a way that you can get a little bit of rest in, I would definitely encourage you to try and find a way to get 20 minutes in. And if you can get 30, great. If you're one of those people that if you sleep too long, you're knocked out for hours, find that happy medium to just get a little bit of rest in so that you can power up for the rest of the day. So I think that that's really good. And then, you know, your sleep at night, finding a way where you can really just calm everything down. Like, don't drink a cup of coffee at the end of the night. That's a really bad idea because you're going to be up way past your bedtime. But figure out a way, like, what is the hours that you really need to sleep, and block that time out so that you make sure that you get the rest that you need. So I know that all of this is not rocket science. This isn't complicated stuff, but I think we forget how important it is to actually put rest into our day so that the hours that we're working are really they're impactful. You can move the needle during the rest of those hours. And you do have to shut things down. You have to make a decision that you're not going to work every hour, every minute of every waking day on your mission, because there's got to be some time where you just rest and you pick up a hobby on the weekend, that you have time that you can spend time with your families in the evenings and on the weekends. You need to shut it down so that your body can process all the stuff that happened and you can pick it back up again. So I know that you probably already know all this stuff, but I think that the difference is that sometimes we allow our day to just toss us around. Like, imagine you are in the ocean and the waves are just knocking and you're just being thrown from one side to the next. Eventually you get back on shore and you are just exhausted, and you're probably 100 feet away from where you started because you got knocked down and pushed around. And so I want you to pay attention to your day and take control of it. Take ownership back of every single hour of every day, because you guys know that you are, for the most part, in control of what time you wake up and what time you go to bed. And I know that there are hours in the middle of the day that you are at somebody else's mercy at some time. You know, like, I know that people schedule meetings on your calendar for things that you're like, why are we even meeting? This is a waste of our time. And so I understand that some of that stuff you cannot control, but you do control what time you wake up, how you set yourself up for success, what big rocks are you spending your time on in the morning, and what time do you go to bed to make sure that you are fully asleep and you've got time to just recover. And it's during that sleep time that we are able to actually process all the things that happened. And so this is why in the morning when you wake up, you are alert to take the thing to the next level. So I know we beat ourselves up sometimes and we're like, why is this not happening faster? But we actually need our sleep to help us process information better. And you're not going to have the solution to a problem in 24 hours. It actually takes time for you during the time that you're sleeping for all those pieces to come together so that you can figure out the solution to the problem. So when you're knocking on the door and talking to people about being a part of your cause, I'm sure you're processing, am I saying this right? Am I telling my story right? Am I giving them all the details and all the tools and all the tricks, you know, like giving them everything that they need so that they can make an educated decision on whether they're going to support your cause? Well, you are probably working through that pitch. You know, how do I tell people about our cause? And the time that you're processing all of this is while you're resting, while you're sleeping. So this is why rest is so essential to your work. This is why it's so essential, because it's during those hours that you're processing the information that you worked on throughout the day. So I always say, take baby steps, move the needle one day at a time, because you never know how long it's going to take to resolve something, to find a solution to a problem. And don't beat yourself up, because sometimes it's not that you don't know how to fix it. It's just that you haven't worked it out. and you just need the time to work it out. I remember when I was writing my book and I thought, okay, I'm going to knock this book out in just a few months. And it took me a long time. I had to put it in my calendar that I was going to write one chapter every 2 weeks. And then I got to a place as I was writing where I just had such a mental block and I couldn't even write anymore. I had no ideas. I had no thoughts. I just was frozen. And I remember my author coach telling me, he's like, just rest. Your body is exhausted. You're tired. Take a break. And so I'm telling you, you might need permission to just take a break. If things, you just feel like you're hitting a brick wall every time, take some time to rest and don't feel like you're a failure because you rested. Because nobody, even God himself, did not create the world, you know, in one day. It took him 7, you know, and that's the deal is that we cannot feel like everything is going to, you know, should fall into our laps super easy. We've got to take our time. We've got to do it just one step at a time, but make the time during your morning routine to ensure that the big things get done so that the rest of the day you can knock out those smaller things that take less energy. Okay. So thank you guys for joining into today's episode. To be honest with you, I'm actually going to go take a nap right now. So I hope that you can get a nap into your day today as well. And don't see rest as being a failure, but make sure that rest is more like your secret weapon, because nobody says that it's going to take X amount of dollars to get something done. There's no time frame on success. There's no time frame on raising the amount of money that you need to raise. So take it in stride. Take that to-do list, bulk it out into your big rocks, into the small rocks, and just go after those big things when you're the most alert and you've had the most rest. So hope you guys have a great Labor Day week, and wherever you are in the world, I hope you enjoy some time away, get some rest, and don't forget to use that vacation time, okay? I know that it's hard to take vacation when you got big work to do, but be sure to get that vacation time in as well. So I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the next episode, and hope you have a great week. Go change the world one volunteer and $1 at a time.